Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
Like a lot of relationships, it took us almost partnering with a terrible one to truly find a great partnership.
Have we scared you yet? Hopefully not, because today we're going to be talking about the anatomy of a terrible apartment syndication partnership.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
9 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
Have you ever been in a terrible partnership and it has been haunting you for years?
And did that bad partnership cause you to stop trusting people in general? You bet it did. We are so fortunate to have many great apartment syndication partnerships, both as general partners as well as limited partners, aka passive investors. But yeah, there have been so many close calls, right, Nan?
Yes. So, well, you know what? Like a lot of relationships, it took us almost partnering with a terrible one to truly find a great partnership.
Have we scared you yet? Hopefully not, because today we're going to be talking about the anatomy of a terrible apartment syndication partnership, the things that we lean on, and the things that you can do to score the right partnerships and build your own dream team, no matter if you're an experienced apartment investor or if you haven't invested in an apartment opportunity yet.
Do you know who James Clear is? If you haven't, look him up or read his amazing and award-winning book, Atomic Habits.
Yeah, both of us, Nan and I, are super fans of James Clear, and on a really interesting recent article that he wrote, it talks about this really cool and strange critical thinking tactic known as inversion. Let's talk about what it means.
Okay, so basically, ancient philosophers used to envision all the bad and negative things that could happen, like losing your job, becoming homeless, experience some kind of really bad trauma, and they would use worst case scenarios to help them not only overcome their fears, but also to plan for the future. Think of it like extreme reverse psychology here.
Yeah, or like squirrels keeping their acorn, right? Planning for the worst, but having stuff ready for the future. So let's channel some James Clear, because he seems to know a thing or two, and let's tackle our mistakes that can help you avoid the anatomy of a terrible partnership. Tune in all the way to the end, because you're going to want to learn from our mistakes so you don't have to learn it the hard way. Let's get into them.
Can we talk for a second to the movie Ted? In case you have never seen it, Ted was a magical teddy bear that John Bennett, Mark Wahlberg wanted more than anything in the world, right? So young John make a wish, and luckily for him, the wish was granted. But now that John is all grown up, his boyhood dream has totally become a nightmare.
Oh, trust us, we're all about enthusiasm. And as we all know, wealth has a need for speed. But be sure to first take a moment to really drill down and find a great partnership.
Yes, so as motivational speaker Jim Rohn said, "Show me your friends and I'll show you your future." A bad partner can alter the trajectory in all the wrong ways.
You need to take time to do your own due diligence on the humans behind these incredible investment opportunities, and you have to vet and find the right partnerships. Our favorite question to always ask when vetting someone is, would we drink wine or share a charcuterie board with them?
Definitely, right? So you simply have to find those partners who can help you disconnect your income generation from your time and not just invest in any deals that jump into your inbox, right? Take the time to make a wise decision.
Let's dive into the basic anatomy of a terrible apartment syndication partnership. Number one, bad vibes. Bad energy can be emotionally exhausting. If you don't have that same vibe, it's totally not worth it.
It's like you met someone online and they show up and instantly you got bad vibes. You wouldn't want to go on a second date with them, right? Same thing here, just a different kind of relationship when it comes to choosing your apartment syndication partnership.
Number two, no knowledge. All right, so next up, imagine that you've invested with someone who's basically just getting started and is pretty new or has no knowledge, no market intelligence, and basically no track record in apartment investing.
Definitely, right? You wouldn't want to have an open heart surgery with someone who just watched a YouTube video, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, that's insane. It's the same thing here. You want to invest with someone who has done what you're trying to achieve and also who has gotten the result for their passive investors. Don't let yourself be someone's guinea pig, right?
Absolutely not. Like
that's a scary thing.
That'd be number one, no. So number three, misalignment. On time, not all in commitment. Make sure that the team has all the time committed necessary and is complete all in. While you are a passive investor and you're working hard in your genius zone, the general partner should also be putting all their time and efforts into running these apartment complexes. If someone is doing this part-time, how do you expect them to be able to manage a multi-million dollar property by itself?
Let's be clear, in no way we are throwing shades on the side hustle game here. But when it comes to multi-million dollar property, you need someone or at least their teammate who do this full-time and has experience and the know-how to react and pivot as needed.
Another area where time can really, really kill a partnership, if you're seeking to spend all your time and energy on sourcing, securing the loans. Hiring the property management company, managing the asset, and you have the ability to fork over millions of dollars on your own, then you may not need a general partner. So here, Nan and I are always really clear, be self-aware and know what you really need.
Yes, so number four is no capital. While passive investors bring in substantial capital in the deal, it would be terrible to invest with a partner who barely can get by, right? The team should have a sufficient cash flow to cover their living expenses if they're doing this full time.
Along the same line, money mismanagement can complicate any partnership. In multifamily apartments, the LP's role is coming with the capital in the form of passive investments. For the GP team, we are also expected to have skin in the game, meaning that we also have to put in money into the deal, into the property. So if there's a loss, it will hit us just as hard, if not harder. The general rule of thumb is a 3 to 5% amount of the raise.
Yes, definitely. 3 to 5%, right, Palm? So number five, different expectations, right? So set expectations and document them.
No PPM, private placement memorandum, just a handshake. That's super old school and it does not fly anymore and it's not even legal. So make sure that the PPM is aligned with what you expect. Typically, our PPM outlines our roles, responsibilities for particular investment opportunity. It documents what it says, because we definitely need you to know exactly what's happening. Basically, this agreement is a vehicle that helps facilitate the dialogue to share expectations and what the general partners and the passive investor alike will understand and agree to. It comes down to basic communication, and we're all about that.
Yeah, definitely. Like, no handshaking here, right? So the purpose of the PPM is to have clear expectations and clear expectations on agreements.
So to recap, if we're making sure that we don't have a terrible partnership, no bad vibes, check for knowledge, alignment on time, make sure they have capital, and definitely set up the right expectations.
If this feels like a lot, it is, but these are important and we just have a few more checkpoints left in our journey. Next, we want to make sure that we don't have misaligned vision, mission, and values.
All these really means that you don't have the desire to have the same outcome, basically.
I mean, you don't actually
same things.
Yeah, right? So number six, misaligned vision. You guys, I mean, cash flow multiplier, vision is so important. There are a million general partners that you could potentially partner up with, but what makes a terrible partnership is misaligned vision.
Some investors purely invest for the extraordinary tax benefits, while others are looking for cash flow, while there are others who want to participate in the equity buildup.
Yep, so this may sound odd to you, but you would be amazed at the amount a partner does after investing in a deal. They are, you know, and they get so mesmerized by this shiny object that they forgot their initial investment criteria.
Now, another thing to think about is the vision. If a past investor is expecting, for example, 200% return, while the general partners are only seeing 100% return as possible and conservative, That means that clashing expectation can really spoil that partnership in a big way. This is why general partners, it's very important to set very conservative expectations from the beginning.
Yes. And number 7, misaligned mission.
We're definitely here to make an impact while striving for our never-ending growth, and we know you are too.
Trust is everything to us.
Without communication, there's no relationship. Without respect, there's no love. Without trust, there's no reason to continue.
Yeah, we're also straight shooters, and we will never sugarcoat anything that isn't right for you. We are definitely not for everyone. We are high energy, eternal optimists with a kind-hearted streak. We don't believe greater outputs mean a fulfilled and vibrant life.
We work under the doctrine that our money should be working hard for us 24/7, 365, while we're sleeping, traveling the world, or spending time with our families and friends. We believe that this is not our work life, but it's our life's work. And lastly, we've got your back. There's people out there that make you laugh a little bit harder, smile a little bit bigger, and just live a little bit better. Anything that we recommend is because we truly and genuinely believe in it.
Yes. Number 8, misaligned values. For us, why would we love apartment investing? Because of all these amazing benefits we created for our passive investor and, of course, ourselves, it's really important to us to provide a safe and affordable community for our residents to grow their families.
Number 9, no communication. This is basically a deal breaker for us.
Imagine this.
You sign the subscription doc, you fund your investment, but it will make a terrible partnership, man, if we don't hear from the sponsors team for months and months on end, right?
Definitely, right? And this happened a lot, as a matter of fact. I mean, our good friends invested in a deal that recently sold, but the general partnership team didn't inform them about the sale. After 2 months later, they informed the passive investor and returned some of the initial investment capital. And of course, went silent. No one actually knew how the investment actually did and when they will get their balanced capital back. Not knowing is a scary place to be, and we would never want you, cash flow multipliers, to ever find yourself in a similar position.
That's why we're here at the Kitty Sisters are on the journey with you. If you like what you heard, tune into our other episodes and check out the Kitty Freedom Club. That's it for today. Thanks for tuning in, and stay smart out there. That's all we've got for you today, cash multipliers.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.